Start your day at the Torahway, Northwest London. Monday, 4th October, 28th Tishri. Dayan Yontov Zanga. Can a cotton reassure me that I did my chiyuv? This week's Torahway is sponsored by Family Grossmaster Nishmas Chaya Reza Bas Michal, Alea Sholem, and by David Silva Nishmas Eliezer Ben Chaim Yisrael Zichron Levracha and Ben Chaim Yisrael Ben Yaakov Zichron Levracha.
Here in Chutz Laaretz, like in Eretz Yisrael, everyone has started saying Mashiach Ruach Shmini Atzeres. Next week in Eretz Yisrael, we start saying Talo Moto here in Chutz Laaretz, only in 2 months' time. Let's talk about Mashiach Ruach. Ma'ase Shehoya Kachoya. Reuben was davening Shmini Esra, and he finishes Shmini Esra, and his neighbor who stands next to him was Marek B'Tfila. And by the time the neighbor next to him finished, he said to him, I just want to tell you that you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGeshev. Now, if a person who davens Nusach Ashkenaz, who doesn't say Morid at all, if you say B'Dyev Morid at all, then you don't have to go back if you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach. But if you daven and you don't mention Morid at all, then you have to go back again. And we say Talamot HaAvalegivis, you have to go back if you say the same Barucho. Lamaisi says, I was in the middle of Shmini Esra, I couldn't tell you because you're in the middle of Shmini Esra, I can't stop. But you should know, you didn't say Mashiv Ruach, you didn't say B'Sein Talamoto. His child, a 10-year-old child of Reuven, is standing next to him, and he heard this discussion. He says, Daddy, I heard you saying clearly Mashiv Ruach Merid Agoshim. He says, I don't know whether I did or don't. I believe my child, but he's a child. The person next to me, Shimon, he says, I didn't say it. Now what do I do? I daven again or I don't daven again? That's the ma'isa, the shaila. There's a lot of other shailas which are also involved, but let's the vaila deal with this. First of all, first and foremost, if Shimon hears that Reuven is making a mistake in Shmini Esra, has he got a chiyuv? Is he allowed to stop davening to tell him or to be meramis to him that you made a mistake? Shimon says, I was a middle of Shmini Esra, I couldn't do anything about it. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph, lo yafsik b'tfilosoi v'afilu melech Yisrael shoyel b'shloimoi lo yeshiven. You mustn't answer, even a melech asks you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu ramize ba'alma osa, even the ramiz is osa. Im loy, Elim came, we're talking about Latinoik haboiche, a child's crying. Shemute leramiz loy beyodov kidei sheyishtoik velo yatrido bitfilosoi. If the child's crying, I can't daven. It bothers my tefillah. I'm allowed to be meramiz him, to be quiet, in order that I should be able to daven. Azoi shtei Mishnah Berurah. Alternatively, Mishnah Berurah says another example, very practical. In a shul, well, let's say there's no rov there. And there's a Talmud Chochem, a Choshev Talmud Chochem, or a Shiva came. And Sib is waiting for him, and he doesn't want them to wait. Not because he's covered. He says, if they wait for me, I have to daven quicker. This way I can daven as long as I want. So in middle of Shmini Esra, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's allowed to tell the Shliach Tzibur, Gevaita, without speaking, with his hands in out to. Why? In order that's matrit him, it bothers him in Shmini Esra, he's allowed to be meramis. Similarly, Rabbi Yashiv, Zokter Goyza Chiddush, Rabbi Zokter Rabbi Yashiv, if a person's davening at home, there are people who daven at home, people who are in quarantine, it can be. He's davening at home, and he hears the phone ringing, and the phone doesn't stop ringing. Now, some people, in middle of Shmini Esra, is Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, he doesn't hear the phone ringing. But there are people who are middle of Shmini Esra, or rather hear the phone ringing, and also middle of Shmini Esra. It depends which way you look at it. Anyway, it bothers him. If someone knocks at the door and doesn't stop knocking, I can't concentrate. So, Dr. Belyashiv, you're allowed to go in middle of Shmini Esra to the phone, take it off the hook. Go to the door, open the door, sign with the hand, and then go back to Shmini Esra. You mustn't speak, mustn't do anything. But the mind is saying, order, this is all in order, he should be able to daven. But that all this is not a raya to our case. Because in all the instances we spoke about, We're talking where he is being mafsik shaloi bedibu for his shmina esra. The question which Shimon is asking is, I'm in middle shmina esra, that Reuven shouldn't continue davening shmina esra brochas levatola the whole shmina esra without mashiv ruach, without v'sein talamotis levatola. Am I allowed to stop my shmina esra for somebody else?
Disturbs him.
Pardon?
It disturbs him. He can't have his own shmina esra.
I've heard it already. On the contrary, you say if I can't concentrate because he's making a mistake. Ken Zayin depends. It depends who he is. If the person is like you, Ken Zayin. Not everybody is like that. Lemaisa. Furthermore, letzirich shmina esra, his personal shmina esra. The Mishnah Berurah brings what happens. Can I stop bedibu? Says the Chayya Odom. Im niska. An interesting shaila. A person is in the middle of shmina esra. Let's say. On Chol HaMoed, he forgot Yaleh V'Yavoy. Do you go back or not? Of course you go back. No, by Maariv I forgot Yaleh V'Yavoy. And I know Maariv Rosh Chodesh, I never have to go back because you don't go back by Maariv. The reason is a Mekachin HaChodesh B'Laylo. But Lamaisa, he didn't know. And he doesn't remember, do you go back if you forgot Yaleh V'Yavoy by Maariv or not? So what does he do? Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Im Nizkar Be'emtza Shmina Esre She'Shochach Eize Dova B'Tfilosoy, Mutter lo leches, is allowed to walk mime koimoi, la'ayim b'seifer, to look in a sefer. And what happens if that's not enough? Somebody once came to me, a middle shmina esra, he was a middle shmina esra, I was right on finished davening, he a long shmina esra. And he came to me, started speaking to me, I said, and he says, I'm a middle shmina esra, but I've got a shayla, I don't know what to do. Can one speak in middle shmina esra as well, or just be merames? Zog de mishte bure, b'shem d'chaya odom, v'im muter lishoel hadin tzorich iyan, v'nirel de muter. You even know how to ask. Somebody once said, I've got a shayla, in middle shmina esra, I don't know what to do, just 1 minute, takes his telephone, phones up the rav. In middle of shmina esra, the Mishnah Berurah paskins its muter. I agree, Rav Shlomo Kluge argues, nishne zazach emek brocha, many paskim argue. But the Mishnah Berurah held, if he's nowhere out, the Vada Gevis is also, but if there's no Breira, he's allowed to even speak. As if asking the Mishnah Berurah. So the question here is it so much so there's a Chubas HaRashba? The Rashba, Samurah de Kazakh, there are people, places where they are Tekea in Mitten Tefilas Lachash on Rosh Hashanah. A person's davening Shmina Esra, the Baal Tekea blost, there's no Rav there, there's no Baal Makri in the middle of Shmina Esra on Rosh Hashanah. And I heard about the Kea and he blew wrong. Mamish nish good. No good. Can I go and tell him, listen here? Zog the Rashbo. Am I in Chuvas HaRashbo? Says the Rashbo. Osir afapishu moitzi kolatzir with Kesov. I'm not allowed to recollect him. I'm not allowed to. Why? So he says, there's been Tkias the Miyushev, he's already been Yitzah. And even if he didn't get Tkias the Miyushev, there's Tkias later on. But there's no heter to go in the middle. You can't stam as they stop. Only if it's mamish imperative, and even then, it's a shayla. But with regards to speaking, so we have here that the Chai Odom says you're allowed to stop the speaking. So basically, the question is the person here, Shimon, was he allowed to tell Reuven to stop? And that is Nishtazei Proshet. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah brings the heter to stop, to speak, is only to la'afrushe me'isura be'isa do'eraisa. Somebody else is going to, for example, there's a child who makes dirty, tzoya. Everyone's davening now be'isa, because whoever's around him is not allowed to daven now. But they don't know about it. The answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to tell them, b'dibur afilu, if you can't be merames, to go away. Why? Because la'maisa, they're not allowed to daven. La'afrushe me'isura me'isa do'eraisa, it's muta.
It's means it doesn't smell, it doesn't see.
But even if you don't smell, if you took the Dalet Amos, doesn't help. Also, it's there. So the question is, so the Reis Mishnah Berurah says it's Mutter. But the Rabbonon is Nish Poshet. You can't. Nish Poshet, you can mafsik to an essay in order to tell. Or Baal Koponim, if we're talking about our case, where the person, in our case, wants to be mafrish meisura. In our case, is if it's a shayla of a deraisa, and even if it's not to do with me, to do with him, I'm allowed to. Is this a deraisa? So it depends if you say brocha levatole is deraisa or not deraisa. If it's not deraisa, then you can't. If it's brocha levatole is deraisa, then you got you're allowed to. So the ma'isa, Reb Shlomo Zalman Neubach, Lav Dumachaim Lachaim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky say, it's also to be mafsik bedibur, to be mesaken somebody else in his tefillah. Let's say he forgot talumoto. Why? First of all, it's a machloikas if all the brochas of Shmuel Esra are levatola, even when he did not say b'sim talumoto. Machloikas. Second of all, there's a machloikas if a brocha levatola is the raisa or the rabbona. If it's only the rabbona, then you can't. But to be merames him, avadik b'sis mutar. So really, the person here should have been merames to Reuven that you forgot. But that's not the question we're talking about. Our shaila is, he wasn't merames. La'acha maisa, his child went and told him, listen here, you did say, and the Gogel says, I didn't say. So the question is like this, what happens if I daven Shmuel Esra, and somebody comes to me and says, you didn't say Mashiv Ruach. You didn't say Mashiv Ruach. And ich halt, I did say. There's an Eid Echot against me. Steht in Tshuvas Mishnah Halochas, Chelek Yud Aleph Simen Pei Beis, that Lemaisa, I don't have to daven again. I don't have to daven again. Why? He says, the Mishnah increases. Eid Oma Loi Ochal Tochelev. The Eid Oma Loi Loi Ochal Tochelev. So he has to bring Oshem Torah, because he doesn't know what happened. It's a Sofik. Eid Oime Ochal Toch, the Hu Oime Loi Ochalti. I know I said I didn't eat. Potter. He says the same thing as here. I know that I said, I'm potter. I don't have to do anything. He brings the raya from there, the ma'isa, I don't have to daven again. But that's where I say I did daven Mashiv Ruach. But what happens if you've got, let's say, like our case, says you didn't say Mashiv Ruach, you didn't say Talamoto, and a cotton says you did say. What's the validity of the edus of a cotton? The Ramah brings down in the Rodea, cotton ein lo din aid liyos neman be'isurim. He's got no nemans. Ve'im heid al isa de rabbonon lehokel. Ve'lo yischazik isurah, it's not called isa, for example, b'dikas chometz, neman. The himnu rabbonon b'de rabbonon, b'din de rabbonon. Aval im ischazik isurah, if the zichan isa, is not believed. As I state in Ramah, the Shach argues and says that if the child was beyodri to do it, he's also neman. So the question is, for example, I'll ask another question. Then I'm honest of a child. I've got a child 10 years old. I said, Shmerel, did you go to davening today for Mincha? Yeah, yes, dad, yes. Do you believe him or do you not believe him? I've got a Chiyuv Chinuch. Can you believe a child? Hula Maisa? I mean, hey, maybe he did go. I have no idea. I've got a Chiyuv. In Tshuvas Chasan Soifa. Ainikal for the Chasam Soifer, Chelikalef Simon Lamed Zayin. He says, it's his poshet, the Chiv Chinuch of the father on the child is like Ischazik Isur. Calls man, it's not proven that he's davened, I've got a Chiv Chinuch. And since it's a mitzvah de Rabbonon, and the Ramal says a cotton is believed, Be'isa de Rabbonon, only de lo Ischazik Isura, so the child is not Nemon to patter his father from the Chiv Chinuch. But nevertheless, says the Chasan Sofer, since the Mogen Avraham asks a kasha from Hilchas B'dikas Chometz, where we find that the cotton is ne'emon B'dikas Chometz because lo is chazik isura, so therefore, and there the Mogen Avraham says was haste, but the Chometz is called is chazik isura, and nevertheless the cotton is believed. So therefore, he says the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha lemaisa in Hilchas Pesach that a cotton is believed to say that he davened. According to this, he's believed by B'dikas Chometz believed to say that he davened. So therefore, of course, this all depends on the ne'emonos. But again, davening is not a chiyuv d'oraisa. If we're talking, for example, milsa de shchicha me'oid, before Pesach, I'm very busy. I send my child with kalim to go to tovel them. He's a cotton. And he says, I toivel them. Can I believe him or not believe him? Lechaura, if it's a shayla of deraisa, kli matches, which is chiyuv deraisa tefila, I can't believe him. If it's not kli matches, if it's zchuches, if it's glass, which is only the rabbonon, I can't believe him. Other poskim say, even by zchuches, you can't believe him. A machloikas, people ask me, what do? I say, there's no problem. Tell the child he wants to toivel it. When he goes there, it's not pshat, the chalois of the tefila of the child is not the chalois. That you can have an eye on. Question is he Nehemon? So what do you do? I say when he goes there, he should ask whoever is standing there anyway, please tell me what is your name and phone number. I want my father to phone you to ask if I toiled this kelim. The God v'zichen Nehemon. As a God v'zichen Nehemon to say that he saw that he toiled it. Because we paskin, even if a keli falls in the mikveh, it's also kosher. It doesn't have to be maisa kavona, where a child doesn't have kavona. But the question here is, somebody once asked me, I ate a suda kedei svia, and I had a lot of shilas and a lot of telephones and dos and yens, and then I had a sofik. Did I bench birkas hamazon? Says my child, Shmerel, Daddy, I heard you benching birkas hamazon. The shadow of the reisa. Can I rely on the cotton or not rely on the cotton? They asked the shaila. It's not just by birkas hamazon. It's applicable to many other shailas which are applicable to reisa. They asked Rabbi Yashiv, or Rabbi Yashiv gezocht a interessante raya. Rabbi Yashiv brought down a raya from a Rambam. The Rambam says that if the child The Rambam says, "Yesh ledayin lodun bedine momenes al pi advarim shedai toy noiter lehem shein emes." What he thinks is correct. V'hadover chozok beliboy shukein avapi shein shamrai b'ura. You ask me to prove it. I can't prove it. I've had more than one din Torah. I heard all that studim, and I know for sure that one tzad is saying sheker. I have no rise at all. No rise, but I can hear it. But I have no rise. Says the Rambam, "Va'afilu hoyso isha oy eved ne'emonim etzloi." We're talking about a post later, isha oy eved. Hoyil ve'nimtza dovo chozok ve'nochem beliboy soime chalov v'don. You can rely on that. Says Rabbi Yashiv, if I believe my child, I know I can rely on him. I'm not talking about a small child, 4 or 5 years old. I know I can rely on the child. Then you can rely on him even by mitzvah deraisa. Das ist nicht der Scheide von Biestos, von Stamazoi Eidus, because I rely on him. Wenn Sam Neubach says, ein Stückchen anders, he says, it's only a Gilui Milze. A Gilui Milze, you can rely on. Because he's not giving Eidus, he's not giving any Eidus, Bechlau. Also, ich teile der Rebbe Shlom Zaman. There was a Meisen in Russia. There's a famous Tshuvik, as Moshe, Yeredei, Chalikalev, Simon und Dalet. There was a Zokin, Erle Chayit, in Russia, Nebuch, his children, Poku oil didn't keep anything, garnished. But he, in his lazy gnusa, he had to go to stay with them. He couldn't look after himself. And he says they eat neveles at treifus, shavke isura v'achle, shavke teira v'achle isura. They eat isra v'lachatchila. My daughter, I'm staying with her, says, "Daddy, I won't give you anything which is not kosher." Can I rely on her? Can I rely on her? Maisa, I know she doesn't keep anything. Dr. Moshe, if you know that she is ne'eman to you, and you have tested her, and she won't tell you lies, you can rely. Even though she's eating the veil as it reaches herself. Chiddush gadol. He says, of course, you're going to rely on if she has a chak, over al koponim azeh pasuk Moshe, and it's the same idea which Rabbi Yashiv brings away from the Rambam. That if the person is ne'eman be'enai, v'amokim et chak, you can rely. So here, we're talking about the child, about the givis, you can rely on the child. You can rely on the child. So here, like, I've got a question. The child says, "I did say." The grown-up says, "I didn't say." So even though we say normally that Amaisa, the child, hasn't got any Rimana Monas, but I've got one against one. Well, I've got one against one. There's no reason why I should believe one more than the other one. That's the mission increases, like an aid neged the aid, even though here it's not Hilchas Aidus. I myself, I know I wanted to say, but I can't prove it. So under normal circumstances, I would have told him, "You don't have to daven. If you want to be Yotze Mikol Sofik, you can daven Tfilas Nedova al tonight. Tfilas Nedova, that if I forgot, I forgot, and if not, then it should be a Tfilas Nedova." But this wasn't the case in one of the shaylos I had, where the person davened Minche on Erev Shabbos, Somoch Lishkia, and the question was, did he say Talumoto? Because now it's already Shkia, you can't daven Minche. To daven twice Maariv, I don't know if it was Yoitza. To daven Tfilas Nedova, Ein Adorim and Adovest, Kevim Shabbos V'yontif. And especially if even my Maishav Tashlumin, if you're not going to say Talamotas, I'm Achloikas Arishoinim. So there, his Zichah can't go and daven again. Toisus in der Chosbov in Broches brings a machloikes. If a person forgot Talmud Torah by Mincha and he doesn't say by Mari, what's going to buy him Leil Shabbos? What's going to help you to daven again? So the Ma'aseh, it's not so posh that you can't make Shiner Reb Chaim, but that's not the question. This is the Ma'aseh. As far as we're concerned, the Chiddush is a cotton is not Ne'amon, a halach is Shulchan Aruch. But if I trust him and I believe him, he's my child, then he's got either, like Rabbi Yashvi says, he's got Ne'amon, so I can rely on him, or like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, it's only a Gilui Milzeh, it's not Hilchas Eidus, and by Gilui Milzeh, it's the same value, his Gilui Milzeh, I don't need Hilchas Eidus, so I can rely on him, like I can rely on the Godel. That's the fight, sir.
You've still got him versus the Godel.
Yeah, so you've got one against one.
One against one.
So what's the Rabbi to Eidim? The Mishnah Kisa says, you don't believe anybody. One against one, so the Mai says, I don't have to bring anything.
So
you can't daven again. So I said, if you want to, then you can daven to Tfilas Adov if necessary. I basically, this is Bekitz and Nimrod, the shayla I want to speak about. But since we're now already in Eretz Yisrael, have started Shnas HaShmita, I'm going to tell you a shayla, and I'm not giving a tshuva now because it's too long. But the shayla is a shayla. Shehoyo Shnas HaShmita Tov Shin Pei Beis. Mai se shoyo kachoy. There's a machlokes in Minhogim to buy a serasim, to buy the arba minim in a serasim et shuva, the zchus al dabeistein, or to buy it after Yom Kippur dafke. Lemaicha, some sofas is dafke after Yom Kippur. Motzi Yom Kippur, Thursday night, somebody went to the moicha, I want adasim, aroves, lulav, adasim, esrek, akor. So he says, I've got perfect for you. I've got an esrek, it's a little small, but it's for shear, the shear is 100 gram. It's 120, 130, a little small, but it's mamish mikaf ragloi v'adroishoi ein bay mesoy. I wonder about esrik. I must tell you, it's not stama esrik. I didn't cut it before Rosh Hashanah because it was a bit small. I waited till Erev and Kippur to cut it, in order to grow more. I said, thank you very much. And Nochaname, if you would have cut it b'shana shishis, there's no shayla of shmita. But in Shana Shviis, in Shmita, if you cut it, Machlokes, Legabe Esrik, whether we go Bosa Lakita, Bosa Chanota, but Lahalocha, we are Choishish, Lashitas Rambam, we are Choishish, you have to go Bosa Lakita. It's got Kedusha Shviis. And if it's got Kedusha Shviis, I can't buy it from you, I can't pay you for it. I can't give it to me Shviis, so I can't.
The kid is cutting.
Yeah, the kid is cutting. So, but what?
But you're not eating it, you can use it to avoid it.
Yeah, but how can you buy it? So what's the Mishnah? I don't know who learns that for Yomi, who doesn't learn that for Yomi. Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah says Mefurash. You pay for the lulav and the adasim, and you buy the esrik behavlah. How do you behavlah? You say, I'm giving you for the lulav and the esrik, for the lulav and the adasim, and the esrik is matona. Loshna Mishnah. The esrik is a matona. So this younger man told the Seicha, look here, it's all very nice, but I've got a problem. There are opinions who say we are not choishish by esrik, but la maisa, ich darf am hute dike esrik. I'm not looking for kulas. I'm only prepared to how much the love of madasim cost? 250. How much the esrik cost? 250. I'm prepared to buy from you the sefer tonight. 500 shekel for the lulav and dasim, but you must give me the esrik by matona. No shna mishnah. Esrik matona. And if not, I'm not buying it. And tonight, kofel le mechupu. So I'm saying. Was Adam Meicher? But again, you should know, I'm only buying the esrig b'ma. I'm not buying the esrig. I'm buying the lulav adasim, and the esrig is b'ma tona. So the Meicher said, "Mask him." Sure. He bought it, came home. I don't know what goes on here, but in Eretz Yisrael, everybody, I mean, they break at least. Well, that's why I know. They go to the Rav with the lulav and the esrig and the show. Hoydig sein, ja nicht. The kids motze Shabbos. 2 days before Sukkot, Motzei Shabbos, he comes back to the Moicha and he says, this esrog you sold me, I showed it to a Rav. And he showed me, it's chosser. Chosser, chosser, a bissel chosser. Yontev Rishon, hu lekachtem lochem, lekicha tam. If it's chosser, it's possible Yontev Rishon. All the other days, it's okay. It's chosser, it's possible Yontev Rishon. So therefore, this esrik is possible. You've got to give me another esrik. He showed him. He says, excuse me. You made it tonight kofel mechupel, that the esrik you want be matana. You have no time on me. You didn't pay a penny for the esrik. You didn't give me a penny for the esrog. You paid me just... Sorry, you didn't give me a shekel for the esrog. You gave me a shekel. You paid me for the lodasim. And the esrog is free of charge. Now, if I give you a present and the present isn't good, you can come to me, I want another present. What's up, Sataina? I don't want to give you anything. Come to Kornish. What's up there? Before we get to how to push it, the Shaila, there was a gewaltige gaon in Yerushalayim. Rabbi David Baran, everyone heard of, the son of Noch Meshadik. Rabbi David Baran had a brother called Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman Baran. He was a big Moira hero in Yerushalayim. Somebody came to him before Sukkot with the Esrog, showed him the Esrog, and he says, "This Esrog is a kosher." Zokte, it's a chosser. Zokte, Rabbi Zalman Baran. It's a chosser. Zokte, junger Mann, ich verstehe nicht. But this year, wasn't this year, it's 100 years ago. But this year, first day Sukkot is Shabbos. So it doesn't bother me. The second day, chosser is okay. What? Because the first day is Shabbos, then you're prepared to take an esrog, which is chosser. Mehera yibona beis hamikdash, and you'll take the esrog if you're on Shabbos. So what happens? You're buying now Mashiach kumshayin. How can you buy an esrog which is chaser? Zokta obed nishdan. Zokta of animamin. You don't mind saying it as long as it doesn't cost money. But when it costs money, you're not prepared to pay money for Mashiach kumshayin. Api aloche, you don't have to in a chalama. But why don't you choishish?
So can you take an esrog back afterwards because you found it was chaser afterwards? You had the opportunity to check it beforehand.
No,
you bought it.
In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what goes on here. In Eretz Yisrael. You bring it to the Rav, you can take it back, it's no problem.
Even after you bought it?
Let me tell you, Rabbi Yankov, I'll tell you a Maisa. I'll have to finish off because I don't want to be over this man. I'll tell you, Maisa Shehoyo, I've got somebody who comes to me every single year with Liguzma, between 15 and 20 Lulavim. He needs 7, 8. I took from the Soicha 15, 20 Lulavim, and check them. Please check them all the Lulavim. And give me a grade. So, number one, number two, I need for myself, for my shver, for Dustin Jens. The kids, he doesn't need all of them. Say that. A whole, going through all the loving. Sure. And he's not the only one. Other people come with 7, 8. I mean, they all come. They take it long before they bought it already. They take it from the soicha, they're not mine 20. They go to the soicha and he takes. Sure. The kids, by here I shall not. And I was very busy before Sukkot, especially being the people of Sukkot. Till Yom Kippur is Hilchas Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, Hilchas Arba Minim, Hilchas Sukkah. There was a Rav who had 3 children. And on Erev Sukkah's afternoon, he wants to be Oyged the Lulavim. 4 Lulavim, 1 for him, and 3 for his children. He looks at his Lulavim, and he sees there aren't 4, there are 5. Where did the 5th come from? Somebody who came to check Lulavim left one there. Who does he belong to? Frag the Rav. What am I going to do? What lulav am I going to take? One of them doesn't, Zicha doesn't belong to me. And to take 2, Efshe both are mine. Because he takes it from the Soicha, so he doesn't even know it. He takes it from the Soicha, the Chatchila, and he's going to give him pay for what he takes. Very often, it's unbelievable the amount of love that come. You have to check. That's why when somebody comes, it's all very nice. Say, well, a person comes in, and you tell him to take back, take it, make sure that he took everything. The people are waiting in the queue. It's one after the other. It's what's called the word seret na. It's going non-stop. It's not impossible to check it. The kid said, "Does it not have shaila lulav?" About Kuponim, the shaila which was this year was, what do you do with an esrog where the moicha says, "I gave you as a matona"? It's not. It's come to
come.
My baton
is 40,
and
I can give it back.
I'm after 40 baton. I gave you a baton. I brought you a nice present for Shabbos, and the present I gave you is no good. So what? Now you can come back to me and say, I want another present.
It's not a nice thing to do, Miller.
It's not nice. Again, I'm not talking about. I knew if I come to England, I can't say such stories. And don't just say aloche. Say, I will have a rai as well. Everybody can think about the child.
Quiet.